Hello, Vic speaking.
Good morning, Vic. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Thank you, Amy. Thank you for calling back. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really sorry to hear that the Google Guarantee isn't working for you right now. Yeah. I did speak with our team, and I spoke with Terry, and what he said is that as soon as that license is straightened out, as soon as that probation's off, then we can apply again, and he doesn't foresee any problems with getting the Google Guarantee approval for you. But I know that that doesn't solve anything right now in this moment, that you need more calls now. So I did review with the team, and what the suggestion is, well, first and foremost, I want to tell you that the $250 that you paid for the application fee, we're going to move that over towards Google Ads because you already paid that to us, and we were able to get the Google Guarantee completely approved for you. So we are going to reallocate those funds towards your Google Ads to get the phone ringing more. But obviously, if you increase more into your Facebook ads, that's going to change the way that the Facebook ad shows. It's actually going to include form fill, which is a direct lead, a form of direct lead from Facebook, because we can include form fill. So, for example, somebody finds the listing on Google, or they're looking on Google for HVAC, they're looking for the services, they go to Facebook, or they're looking on Facebook for the services, and when they click on the Facebook ad that's built for you, it is going to drive it straight back to your website, all of your information, but it also creates a form fill box. So it prompts them immediately to fill out their information, name, address, phone number, what the need is, and then that comes directly to you. Okay, so it's called form fill. That is one of the ways that we can increase leads with Facebook ad when you increase the budget there. And then, of course, the Google ads is how we're going to get that stronger exposure on Google without using the Google Guarantee. So you can increase that budget as well.
Okay, so what's the budget you're offering?
Recommended? What's the recommended budget?
Yes.
So what I'm recommending is I'm recommending for your Facebook ads to be at $300 monthly, so that's additional $200 right now. And I'm suggesting that you increase, if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong on this, okay? So you have the two technicians that you need to keep busy, right? Two of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So
yes,
my suggestion is to increase that Google ad budget by about $1,000. We're able to completely get that, dominate you in that area in the Google ad section and the Google local listing section. It's just going to take an increased budget. So the budget that you were going to be investing into your Google Guarantee leads, you can actually invest that, we can invest that directly into your Google ads and come at it from that direction.
Okay, so yeah, I also turned on Yelp for my, because Google Guarantee stuff, so I also want to turn, I did it. I had a phone call with the Yelp, so I turned on. But my more expectations is from you guys, from Google, and you do something for me to keep these guys busy. Otherwise, they will face out, and I don't know.
We're not going to do that. Yeah, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to keep them busy. So my suggestion right now is to increase the budget for Facebook, additional $200. And then if you with the Google ads, it's up to you. You've already paid $300 towards the Google ads. So if you put in an extra $7, that's going to be about $900 today, where we're going to go ahead and crank that up. And then reoccurring, that's going to increase the budget that you have currently. So your current monthly budget would actually go up to about $1,500 monthly, so $1,499. And then we can make adjustments accordingly. If you want to, once you see that, you know, returning, you can increase it more, you can slow it down, because we can completely control it there once it's rocking and rolling a little more.
But I'm still receiving some calls today, and yesterday it was so slow. But mostly it's coming for appliance returning. So
yeah, the appliance repair is nothing that we're advertising. We are not advertising the appliance repair at all. We don't even have that on our radar as a keyword that we're providing for you. So those calls aren't coming from us. Not from what we're doing. Because we're not listing you for the appliance repair at all. I don't even have that in as one of your keywords.
Yeah. I think we need to do something with the keywords and AdWords because for AC, my intention is AC and not my expectation
right.
is AC.
That's what we have is we have you for air conditioning, the ventilation services, HVAC contractor, HVAC system, HVAC install. We also have you for mm-hmm. ventilation system, heating install. Right now, obviously, nobody's looking for heating. As far as the keywords go, we don't have you down for anything to do with the install of appliances or appliance repair. Your exact keywords, what I'm looking at right now, is HVAC contractor, HVAC system, HVAC service, HVAC maintenance, HVAC repair, central AC conditioner, central AC install, central AC repair, air conditioning unit install, air conditioning unit repair, AC install, mm-hmm. heat pump install, heat system install, ventilation systems, water heater installation, water heater service, AC repair. Those are the keywords that we have you coming up for. One of the things that I can do with the Google Ads is I can make sure that a negative keyword is the appliance repair. So I have the ability to do that. I can make sure anything appliance related is considered a negative keyword if you're concerned that somehow it's still affecting because of the you know, recent name change and rebranding. I can have them put it down as a negative keyword just as an extra piece of insurance to make sure that you're not getting calls for that.
Yeah, I won't just keep just refrigeration. So you do want refrigeration?
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Refrigeration. Because it's summertime. So in case, because I need to compensate my insurance.
Yep.
So, you know, sometimes, yeah, but, and the weather is not too hot in Sacramento. So it's a bit cool air in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the reason why the cold's coming. But I want to all set up properly so one day when starts cooling, the heating, the cooling season, so I need to receive calls as soon as possible. So,
right.
Yeah.
So how far do you want to increase the budget?
So, can we do that maybe from Monday? Because I already paid for Yelp and my budget is limited now. I don't want to charge
me. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip this other $250 over to your AdWords and then I'll call you on Monday. Or you can call me sooner whenever you get ready. Whenever you want to turn the budget up, call me and we'll turn the budget up.
Oh, okay. And what's the day Google would charge me? Every month, once in a month, or how?
It's worked into your budget. So it's worked into your budget. Right now, your budget is at $599, with $100 going to Facebook ads, $300 going to Google ads. The $199 is for the website, the Google Business Profile, and all the other services. Okay. If you, however many dollars you increase it, if you increase it $500, $600, however many dollars you increase it, we add that into the budget. You can have that reoccurring monthly, or you can choose to adjust the budget accordingly.
Yeah. So, one more time, I'm asking. So, do you think $1,500 will be enough to keep two technicians busy for 5 to 10 jobs per day?
Yes, I do. I do believe that budget's going to be enough to keep them busy. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. To run that advertising, do I need to pay $1,500 upfront, or so? What do I need to do that?
If you choose, mm-hmm. if you want me, you don't need to pay it upfront because we already have $500 of it invested. We have almost $600 of it invested already. So So it's going to be another $900 to bring that up to $1,500. Then the reoccurring is the $1,500.
Okay, so it will be starting. Yeah, let's start it. Let's do that. So you'll not charge me today, right? If we start the advertising.
I have to. I'm moving the $250 over because you already paid that. But if you want to start, we already have the other dollars that you paid are all invested into that. If you want it to bring it up to the $1,500 budget, it does have to. There's additional $900 that has to be paid in order to begin that. Yes. But for right now, I'm moving what you've already paid over. I'm moving a portion of that. Instead of it going for the Google Guarantee application, we're refunding that and we're putting that to your Google Ads. So that way it's going to put more towards that this month, okay?
Okay. So I'll pay the bills and the Yelp for today and I need to... Yeah, just give me a couple of days, so I will give you a call, and then we put the budget, and hopefully everything will be good.
Yes.
So my only concern with that Google Guarantee, so I will be able to win some jobs.
Yes.
Keep them busy.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. This is the way to do it. Absolutely. This is the other way that we can take care of it and that we can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you, Amy. Yeah,
You're
I will
welcome.
Let you know in a day. Yeah,
okay.
A couple of days.
All right,
yeah,
thank you.
Please do all your arrangements, all preparations, so we start as soon as possible in a
Absolutely.
Couple
Absolutely.
So I will give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
It.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.